This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to our second session of how to actually make our children's summer most productive. As discussed, we had covered in day one productivity in an Islamic perspective, what it really means. We had covered what is this program all about, talking about the insights of the program. We also gone through the reasons why this program is of utmost importance for us as parents, relevant to this time where we are going through summer. And we also talked about how our approach is going to be. And in today's session, which is day two, we will talk about, two things. Primarily about the golden rules of, parenting. Now, what we need to also realize is parenting is a full-time job. And it's not a seasonal thing that we do it in summer and, switch us off for the rest of the time. So this could be, a general guidelines for, parenting in general. And obviously, when we actually talk about, how to actually perform effective parenting in general, the summer is also included in that. So that is what we are going to, attempt to understand how we can actually, make our parenting effective parenting. And these are some of the, golden rules of parenting. So I call it as 10 golden rules of parenting. Now, if you and me would like to actually make, an effective parenting, these are the rules, the golden rules or the 10 golden rules of parenting that we need to actually consider and practice, inshallah, in order to gain the fruits from our parents' future. Now, the first thing that we need to, understand and realize as a rule or the golden rule of parenting is we need to make our children conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this is the most significant aspect of our parenting. And a lot of times this is in a way, missing. We tend to actually make them understand that we are important for them much before anyone and anything. But the matter of fact should be that we need to connect them first with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are anyways attached with us. However, if you actually make them conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they become conscious of Allah, they will be the most productive children and they'll be the most obedient children ever that you can see them, right? So the first golden rule is make them conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect them to Allah. Show them their belongingness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, my child, look, Abdullah, look, Amina. Allah is our master. He is our creator. It is He who made me as your parent and you as my child or children. If we make them recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we discover in them or explore or, take them to an insight of who Allah is and develop the sense of consciousness of Allah, no matter where they are, no matter, how they are, they will always be obedient to you and they will be the most productive Muslim that you can actually see in them. The productivity comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as parents should not create a sense of fear factor between us and our children. Rather, we should make them conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make them, realize that they belong to Allah. Allah has given them the role of a child and you as a parent. And this is our journey of life. And then we are going to depart from this world. When you actually create this mindset or develop this mindset in your children's life, you will see remarkable success in parenting. You do not have to influence them in a way to expect that they have to respect you. Rather, when you make them conscious, the respect for parents, it will come by default. So when you connect them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will connect them with you. This is how we actually need to look at things. So this is the first golden rule of parenting in general. And that is make them conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two, be an ideal example. Now, we need to realize, my brothers and sisters, that most of the children, they do what parents do and they don't do what parents say. Let me repeat. Most of the children do what parents do, not what parents say. So there is a natural tendency to emulate or to copy their closest ones. And the closest one for the children are parents. So in today's world, we see the kids that are growing up in an environment, they will adapt very quickly. And we see it. It's no big deal. It's very obvious. It's very natural. They will just copy you and they will do it what you do. Not what you say. So perhaps you say 10 times to them, read Quran. But you yourself, if you do not do so, if they don't see you doing it, it is quite difficult for them to convince or to give them a healthy atmosphere that they will do it. They'll be either doing by force or they will not be attached the way they should when you don't do it. So be an ideal example. Father is a hero for the child. Mother, she is the most closest and the most ideal for their children. So you have to actually develop in a sense that you become the first ideal for them to follow in their lives as the closest ones. And obviously, when you make them conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get the example of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when they see you doing what Allah and his messenger has said, they will do it. They are going to just follow it. So instead of saying 100 times, my child do it, or my son, my daughter do it, you do it once and they will just emulate you. They will just copy you. So effective parenting is essential. Is essentially achieved when you become an ideal or when you become an example for them to follow. That's number two. Number three, instill in them deen. You see, when deen, that is Islam, is instilled in them, it will enable them to be an ideal Muslim, right? So an ideal Muslim, his life is actually governed by the principles prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and described by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ahadith. So ideal parenting, the golden rule number three, is instill deen in them. When they become Allah's, they will become yours in a true sense. You see, when they walk the way of Islam, they will become your asset and they will become your real, true loved ones and the coolness of eyes. That's number three. Number four, respect and make them responsible. A lot of times we see kids, you know, as invaluable. Like for example, you don't really respect them. You see, it's still a kid, you know, and you don't care what he says, or you don't appreciate what he does. So this is a big mistake in terms of parenting. We need to ensure that we start respecting them, we start appreciating them, and we start making them responsible. So there are two parts in this pointer, in this fourth point or fourth golden rule, respect and make them responsible. Respecting them is really, really important. For example, Abdullah comes to you and he says, look, my dad, I've actually... done something good, and this is what it is. So you just don't care. You say, what is this? Nothing, you know. And if you just discard them, they will be disconnected with you. They will they observe very, very quickly. They have a powerful system that goes in their mind subconsciously. They are developing that his parents are not respecting him. They're not appreciating him. And as a result, it actually damages parenting big time. So we need to ensure that we respect them and appreciate them. Call them in a nice way. Use right words, beautiful words, sweet words. You behave with them in a way of, you know, how you behave, with respect with someone who is elder to you. When you have that connection with him of full of respect by the choice of words that you use, the way you carry your behavior with them, the kind of actions that you actually have with them, the kind of reactions or the responses that you actually give to them, all these things develop the sense of respect in your mind, and that will be relayed in their minds, and they will become your ideal children. And that's the effective way of parenting them, that you respect them. The second aspect of this golden rule, number four, is make them responsible. Let them know that they have a responsibility to take care. And we'll talk about how you can actually make them responsible in the coming sessions, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but the sense is, we make them responsible. Let them carry sense of responsibility in some way or the other. Of course, we can't overburden them, but then in a decent way, with a supportive environment, make them responsible. That is really important, and that's the golden rule number four. Rule number five is always do conscious parenting. My brothers and sisters, let me repeat this pointer. Always do conscious parenting. Conscious parenting is all about you have the sense or you are living in with a sense that you will be questioned about your kids. They are your amana. And when the amana is given, you will be questioned about it. You remember the hadith which we learned yesterday is about you are a shepherd of your flock, and you will be accountable and responsible for your flock. So we as parents, we need to be conscious that we are parents. Allah made us and gave us this bounty, this gift of becoming parent. For many, this is not there. This is not there. So when Allah gave this bounty, this beauty, beautiful, asset as children, we need to be conscious, and we need to deal this parenting in a conscious way. And we need to also understand that, inshallah, when we do conscious parenting, we'll be rewarded for it, because the investment with a continuous return. You know, our children, when we invest in them, they will be our our investment, and that will give us the return continuously, even after we die, even after we depart. We know that the darajat, the levels of the parents, it goes higher the more the righteous child does something good, right? So it is all about conscious parenting. You treat them, that you are taking care of them as a shepherd. You are responsible for them, and you will be questioned about them. You will be rewarded for them as well. So when you have this mindset of conscious parenting becomes very effective. That's number five. Number six, parenting is a shared responsibility of father and mother. Now, this is really, really important. A lot of times we see parenting fails because of the imbalance of the roles, or the responsibilities. So father thinks that this is completely the responsibility of the mother. And the mother thinks that, you know, as a father, you should have your responsibility to take care of your child. So there is a lot of imbalance between these two. And as a result, we actually see a failure in parenting. So understand, my brothers and sisters, in Islam, parenting is a shared responsibility. Father has a role to play. Mother has a role to play. The role may differ, but there is indeed the responsibility that is there on both the shoulder. Now, father might have a different role to play as he spends a relatively less amount of time with children as compared to the mother. And mother has a different role to play as she invests more time and more, you know, attachment with the children. So, but there is a role to play by both the parties. So you just can't outsource. You as a father cannot share or give the responsibility completely over to the mother. And mother, when she becomes overburdened, she will not be able to carry that the way that you expect her to carry. And at the end, you see no result, no effectiveness in parenting. So understand and make sure that in order for you to achieve ideal parenting, remember and realize and recognize that this is a shared responsibility. It's a partnership. It's a teamwork. It's a role that may differ, but their responsibility will remain the same, that you have to be responsible for them. You will be questioned about them, and you will be rewarded for them. So that's number six. Number seven, develop Muslim identity in your child. When you develop the sense of identity, you know, always understand that they have to recognize their identity and they have to live with their identity. It is granted and given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this identity will help them to realize certain qualities which are essential for them to be productive Muslim and to be an ideal child for you as well. So for instance, when you make them realize the identity that they carry as a Muslim, the Muslim identity, it brings a lot of qualities, like for example truthfulness, trustworthiness, sincerity, gratitude, patience. All these qualities, when they actually are possessed by your child as a Muslim identity, for example, a Muslim cannot lie. A Muslim is always truthful. A Muslim is honest. A Muslim is patient. A Muslim is, always thanking, he is always thanking people and thanking Allah and being gratitude, the quality of gratitude. He's always sincere. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't behave in an evil manner. So when he understands that this is the identity I am living with as a Muslim, then it becomes much easier for you to, bring them up as a obedient child, inshallah. So develop in them the sense of Muslim identity. So that's another golden rule of parenting. The eighth golden rule of parenting is spend time or quality time with children. A lot of times what happens is we work for them, but we are not there for them. I see a lot of people, you know, my clients, you know, some known ones, they work so hard. And I asked them, why do you work so hard? They said, for our children. And and very surprisingly or shockingly, they give certain, you know, responses that I didn't see my child, you know, for past 2 days. You know, when I'm going back home, they are asleep. And when I'm actually waking up, by the time I wake up, they are already out to for their school. So it's been about 2 days. I'm actually seeing them and talking to them over phone and seeing them over phone. Subhanallah. This is the life. It's a miserable scenario. It's actually, you know, a shocker that we have to remove from our lives and start spending quality time with your children. If you do not give them time in that particular moment, they will not give you time when they get older and older. Remember this. It's quite embarrassing sometimes that we are not at all there for them anytime. We're not there to spend special moments with them. We're not there to celebrate their winnings. We are not there to appreciate them. We are not there because we are busy in somewhere else. Especially fathers have to give time to their children. Obviously, mother, she stays with him and she is with them and taking care of them, and she's spending time. But the father role is really important in this aspect, in terms of asking them, spending time with them, questioning them, answering to their questions, regardless whether they are relevant or not. But the kind of bondage that you have to actually build in terms of parenting by spending quality time with children is really, really important, because we need to realize that we don't have to expect results from them if we don't invest in them. You see what I mean? We cannot expect return from them if we don't invest time in them. So if we really are serious in terms of making them our beloved ones and coolness of our eyes, we need to spend quality time with our children. And remember, my brothers and sisters, time is the key investment in parenting. Even though if it's little by the father, but then that should be quality time. So a lot of times perhaps, you know, you could do, which, you know, I sometimes do it, and I see it's quite effective. The moment you get in home, you just, you know, lock your phone somewhere away from you and just be with your kids, with your children, and just give them focused time. That's really important. If we don't give them now, they will not give us in the future. They are yearning for that moment to spend with you. They are waiting for you throughout the day. And now when you actually come in, you are all, stressed up, and then you are still inside your office or your profession, and you're still on your phones, on your WhatsApp and whatnot, and you don't give real quality time. And you expect them to reciprocate in the nicest way possible. That's not going to happen. It is unrealistic expectations. So we need to ensure that quality time is the key investment in effective parenting. Golden rule number 9, keep them in a righteous company. Ensure that you have to study your child well. We need to give them supportive environment, in a way that we should understand their whereabout, who their friends are, where do they belong, what do they do, how are their behavior, their behavior is, and in detail, we need to study and ensure that we give them righteous company. As we know, a person is known by the company he keeps. So if you keep them in a evil environment, you can't expect them to be raised as righteous Muslim. It's not possible. So you need to ensure that you invest in them and study their whereabouts and understand and understand that righteous company for them at this age is essential for effective parenting. So you are engaged and involved with your children in this journey of life. Finally, the golden rule number 10 is keep your affection obvious. Keep your affection obvious. A lot of time, we do not reveal our affection with our kids. We don't show our affection in an obvious way. That's not the proper way. We need to ensure that we reveal and we be open and we be obvious in terms of showing our affection to our children. When they feel and observe that energy, that is that vibration, that electric power of love and affection and compassion and empathy in you for them, they are going to reciprocate in a similar fashion. They will also have that sense of, you know, showing up that affection back to you. So this is really important, again, for effective parenting. So these are the 10 golden rules of parenting that you and me as parents must implement in order to achieve some positive results and living from our children. The second aspect or the second part that I would like to share in today's session is what are we going to be discussing about. There are 5 areas of children's development that we actually have summarized their overall development in. If we take care of these areas, we could conveniently say perhaps we have taken care of the holistic development of our children, and that's really a way forward for an effective parenting. So the first thing that we need to actually do is we need to define the areas of development. As I said, we'll be talking about the 5 areas of development. So to begin with, we need to define the areas of development. You as a parent should sit down and see, okay, so I need to develop my child in these areas. And for your understanding and facility, we have actually defined those areas. So you need to map up your mind and link up in a way that that receives that energy in it by taking a focus journey on these areas. So firstly, defining the areas of development. When we actually see from the holistic perspective, from the religious angle, as well as the more they actually live in this environment of dunya, there are 5 areas that will help our child to develop in a holistic sense. The first, as a Muslim, we have to ensure that as a parent, we should develop our children in spiritual development. Spiritual productivity will make them stronger and stronger in an inner sense. So their souls will be in a position of serenity and satisfaction, and that inner joy and happiness and that stability that they actually gain through spiritual development will help them live in a true sense with happiness internally. So spiritual development is what we have to actually focus on in our children's development as the first area of development. Number 2, we need to ensure that we develop in them morals and manners. We have to ensure and understand that, as we know, that Islam is a way of life. It teaches us morals and manners in detail. So we need to ensure that we develop in them certain morals that they have to carry out in their lives and certain manners which they have to actually practice in their lives. So that's area number 2. Area number three is social development. As our children cannot be isolated from this very much society. They have to be a part of the society and give the society back in a way that an ideal Muslim gives, right? So we have to develop their social skills, their connectivity with others in general. So we'll be talking about the social development in detail as well, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth area of development is skills development. As we mentioned, our children, alhamdulillah, by Allah's grace, they have variety of skills. They have amazing skills. The need is to ensure that we make them recognize that, look, Abdullah or Amina, you have this beautiful skill in you, and you can actually do much better. You can, showcase your skills amazingly. And this is a moment of appreciation that we need to give it to them and raise them up and build them in their skills development, inshallah. The final area of development that we'll be talking about is physical development. When we have spiritual, morals, manners, social skills, Islam includes physical development also as one of the powerful ways that we have to focus in our children's development. We have to really go under this area and see the possibility of development in our children's life in a physical way. So we'll be talking a lot of things in this aspect as well. So this is going to be the journey in a nutshell. We'll be talking, we have already defined these five areas. So we'll be from tomorrow onwards, for the next five sessions or 5 days, we'll be talking about each area for the day. So for example, tomorrow we'll ensure that we share with you insights of spiritual development, and then we'll move to morals and manners development, then we'll move to social development, then to skills development, and finally we'll end our journey with physical development. So looking forward to see you all actively participate in this beautiful journey of making the summer for our children most productive ever and ensure that we get real positive and powerful results by investing in these areas, inshallah. We take a leave now with the prayer that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us again to make our spouses and our progeny, our children, the real coolness of our eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.